Seasons really is a concept album in the fact that, you know, we each go through seasons in our life, and each song is really one of those seasons somewhere along the chain of events. And, you know, just seeing how that God brings us through each season, and that nothing that we go through is not orchestrated in some way by Him, and how He is bringing us from one season into the next. I think each season that we go through really is for our good, whether or not we know it at the time, that even the bad things that seem to happen to us in the end will grow us in a way that will bring us closer to God. Everything that God takes us through from season to season is growing us closer to Him and closer to the image of Christ and His ideal for us. All things work together for the good for those who He's called for His purposes. And so in the end, anything that we go through is growing us toward that point.
Oh, the rain will fall. The wind will be blowing. Lightning will strike. We'll look up to see the face of a friend down a road we've never been. Oh, seasons.
The song Seasons is really looking for that moment in time where people from our past who have taken a separate route than we've taken, hoping that someday all the roads will come back together. In my life, I had friends all down the line who at certain key points have chosen to go their own way. And each time I've seemed to be drawn closer to God, other people seem to be drawn further away. The hope is that they find the truth and that they come back to that same crossroads and that we all meet up and we just take the same road. But if that doesn't happen, I mean, that's God's will. Hoping and praying that someday you do see these people cross your path again. God is sovereign in salvation, so whether or not we know where these people are going to end up, He knows. And as Christians, we hope that they end up on the same path. I know is really from a God perspective, looking down at His children and knowing that they take these paths that seem chaotic and destructive, and yet God knows everything that we're gonna do, and He knows what He has planned for us. Everything we do, He knows, and He's steering it to direct us back to the path we're supposed to be on. I think days go by. When you look at the song itself, it seems more dark, but realizing that you're never alone, that the times are trying, you know, everything is coming down on you, but God knows. God knows that this is bringing victory in the end, and He's leading us there.
Help us through, and days go by. This path alone. Remember the King of suffering is leading us home.
even though today may look bleak, we can have the assurance that there's coming a time when it's not going to be that way, you know, and that we have to keep our perspective as God's perspective. Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow is a song that it's rough. You have all these different things going on. At times, I think our lives feel really chaotic. I think that there's always something breaking down or something not quite the way we expected. Everything seems like there's no order. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And the truth is still the same. And so even though our perspectives, our lives, and everything may seem out of order and chaotic and just going every which way, God is a constant in our lives. And if we rely on that, then we have a constant in our lives, even in the midst of all the chaos. In the chorus where it says, you know, that we need to renew our minds and bring ourselves back and begin again, it's really because our thought process is worldly. God really wants us to be in his mindset, which is to renew our minds in the Word and to remember the truth. I think in another season, it's really coming back to the more intimate time of me and Christ being together. Once we get to heaven, the whole thought process that we have here on earth is going to be completely out of our mind. I don't think that we're going to be looking around saying, hey, is that Joe? Or let's go hang out with everybody. I think that we'll be so caught up in worship that we will only see Christ. Is really that relationship with God. When you're single or when you're in your own place where you are solo, you realize that it can be like an island. And when, you know, the dark shades of winter come and the cold starts to creep in, it's really easy to get caught up in the aloneness and the darkness. And God's saying, you know, I'm right here. That for us to be sulking is really just turning our gaze inward.
Yes, in the snow feeds over the greens, and the wind whistles past, exposing my dreams. To know and be known, to run the good race, to live in the now, longing to see your face on December nights in the dark of the law. I can hear your voice as it sings a sweet song. Oh, the darkness doesn't
in the winter season for a great deal of time. But if we know that His hand is on us and His hand is drawing us through that time, that we can have the assurance that we aren't alone. Each season is its own great thing. The winter, even though it may seem bleak, it may seem discouraging to our emotional side, it still has its purpose and it's growing us, and it can be a great time of strength for us if we understand that, you know, God is putting us there and he's working on us.
In the dark of despair, you carry me through. I'm ever so thankful to be here with you. On December nights, in the dark of alone, I can hear your voice as it sings a sweet song. Oh, the darkness doesn't own me, 'cause I am yours.
Christ to me is really a song that reflects a deeper relationship on a human level, that God puts people in our lives, whether it be, you know, a spouse, or it be a friend, or it be a grandma, or it be just a person in the church. He puts those people in our lives to speak His love and truth to us. He sends somebody on an earthly level, and He uses people to come into our lives to show Christ to us, to bring us back to Him, to that place where we can accept directly from Him, as opposed to on another season where we were talking about how God is directly connected to us, and that, you know, really outside of God, we do not need anything. There are times when God uses people, and God uses people in a great way to touch our lives, to break through the barriers that we've built up. And it's not that He can't break those down. It's just that in that moment, in that time, that person is put there in a very special way to enter our lives. There are times when He really wants to use people around us. He wants to use us to touch people around us, to make that connection, not just to connect Him with us, but to connect us as a body.
There's a peace in your voice where the Spirit leads. There's a calm in your way, says it'll be alright.
Seems like a really confusing song, and I must admit that it is, but it was also written out of reflecting on confusion. I'm outside of God in this song, and before I was saved, this is the perspective that it was coming out of. Growing up in the church, you learn to rely on people and what they say. Over and over, we're told to build ourselves up. The better you feel about yourself, the better you'll feel about God, or things that are so worldly and so not biblical. There's nothing good about us. And yet people every day are gonna say, oh, you're so worth it. You're so worth it. No, you're not worth it. And that's why grace is so great. If you were worth it, then you wouldn't need grace. By thinking that we're worth it, believing that our value is so great, as an unsaved person, there would be no reason for the greatness of the cross. If we were wonderful and just so amazing that God would die for us, then that seemed kind of silly. But if we're nothing and God sent His Son to die for us, that's the glory of God. We're valuable and profitable to God after we're saved, because we are His servants now, and also because He dwells in us. Our value is Christ in us, and it's not of us. Self-esteem is the answer the world has for all of its problems. If we could just think better about ourselves. And what God's saying is, no, you need to think less of yourselves so that you can understand more of me, that you can put God on the throne and take yourself off. In the song Surrender, there's more of the conflict of me and my pride and my holding on to life. It's really just surrendering that pride, surrendering everything that I hold on to His will. In the song, it says, you know, that it's bittersweet, the surrender. Our surrender and that feeling that we feel is bittersweet because it's our flesh and it's our pride and it's everything that we've allowed to take root in our lives, fighting against God. And when we make that surrender, then we're allowed to be in the peace. We're allowed the freedom and all of the wonders of Him to envelop us.
So much pain.
Eternity was written by a friend, Joy Russell. The morning of September 11th, she sat down at the piano and this song flowed out of her fingers. To me, it is so much more than that day. And yet that day, everything was chaotic. Everything felt destroyed. And yet in eternity, we see that for the Christian, there's hope. There's something greater to live for. This song just reminds us that in the end, when we are in eternity with Jesus, there will be no more pain. There will be no more sorrow. Everything will be right, and we will be there, and Jesus will be there, and we'll be worshiping Him. All the seasons that we walk through in this life are really pointing us toward eternity. God is taking us from one season to the next season. And those seasons may be long or short or tedious or joyful, and that each and every one of those is taking us from glory to glory. Each step a little closer to Him in eternity. The seasons that we walk through are really to renew our mind and to become more in the mind of Christ so that we can take hold of that which He has for us.
tears, no more suffering, and no more fears, no more bowing to my pride, and no more pain for the causes of this world. Myself to you, and all my dreams I surrender, all I have. And in the darkness, reaching out for your throne, I will find you, you and you alone. And I on my door, reality in the glory of the Lord, eternally for the redemption of this world.